Greetings, everyone. It's Pastor Bob, broadcasting your Advent Daily Devotional Family Version from the broadcasting studios in Arthur, Illinois, the Parsonage, indeed the House of Peace. And we come to you today on this Thursday, December the 3rd, with another great devotion for you based on that story of Abraham in the book of Genesis. Today's devotion is called A Starry Sky. It reminds me of one of my all-time favorite paintings by one of my heroes, Vincent van Gogh, who along the way became a pastor for a while and made the mistake of wanting to live with and like the people he was pastoring in the institutional church that thought that was going a bit too far. Good old Vincent trying to live like Jesus. Anyway, if you want to check out a great painting, Starry, Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh is one of my favorites. So take a moment to Google that after the devotion today. See what you think of it. I love it. So let's proceed. Today's devotion is A Starry Sky. It comes from Grace Claus and her writings for the Reformed Church of America. First, let's hear a selection from the book of Genesis, chapter 15. This is from verses 1 through 6. God brought Abraham outside and said, "Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. God telling Abraham that his descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky, more than you could count. Let me suggest this. If there's a clear night this week, and we've had a couple, go outside with your family before you go to bed. Be sure and bundle up, because it's getting pretty chilly out there. Find a spot where you can see the sky and just look up. Hopefully the sky is dark enough that you're able to see those tiny pinpricks of stars way off in the distance. You know, the longer you look, the more stars you'll be able to see as your eyes adjust to the darkness and their light. Well, just doing that is how God showed Abraham how big Abraham's family would be. God promised that Abraham would have one son and so many grandchildren and great-grandchildren that he wouldn't be able to count them all, even if he tried. And that includes you. Did you realize that you are part of Abraham's family? When God showed Abraham all those stars, he was including you too. You see, because of Jesus Christ, we are adopted into that same spiritual family, the family of Abraham, which is the family of God. The people in the stories you're reading this Advent, they're your great-great-grandmas and grandpas. Think of it that way as we go forward with these devotions in Lent. So when God said that to Abraham, do you think Abraham tried to count all the stars he could see? Wow. What must it feel like to be part of God's family, a star in God's sky? Let us pray. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thank you for making us part of your family. We're thankful that we get to be in the same family as our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us hear today's benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, light of the world, guide us and help us this day. Amen.